أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبأي آلاء ربك تتمارى؟ هذا نذير من النذر الأولى. أزفت الآزفة، ليس لها من دون الله كاشفة. أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون وتضحكون ولا تبكون وأنتم سامدون فاسجدوا لله واعبدوا. صدق الله العظيم. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's signs, superior and supreme power belongs only to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Changing of conditions are only in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Giving and taking is only in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Creating conditions of happiness and sadness only lies in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke about the destructions of the people of Aad, Thamud, and the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, completing what Allah had spoken about in the Sahifa of Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى. Then which of the bounties of your Rabb, of your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you dispute? Now here, there seems to be some contradiction in the fact that Allah speaks about the destructions of nations, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the reciter of the Qur'an that which of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do you dispute? So here the ulama have stated that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroying nations that disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creating ease for those who had brought iman is also a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The qudrat and the power and the majesty of Allah is also a very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَذَا نَذِيرٌ مِّنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَى. Allah says this could refer to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this could also refer to the Quran Sharif itself. Nadirun, this is a warner. Minan nudhril ula, from amongst the earlier warners, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not some new concept that Allah had brought about by appointing him as a Nabi of Allah. But Anbiya alayhi salat wa salam had come from the time of Adam alayhi salat wa salam. Wahi and revelation and kitabs and scriptures had come from the time of before. And hence this is not something new, but this is something that continued from the time before. Azifatil azifa. Azifa in Arabic refers to something that is very close, something that has already appeared. So Al-Azifa, the appearer, that is the day of Qiyamah, has already appeared or is close to appear. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the sense of urgency for each and every reciter and listener of the Qur'an Kareem, that it is as though the ayat is conveying the message, Qiyamah is here already. Really, what are we waiting for? The nubuwat and the advent of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken place. The Quran Sharif had been now revealed. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that from the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comparatively to the life of this world, it is as though Qiyamah is already here. And if you and I can internalize this, that Qiyamah is already here, then it changes our thinking. It changes our amal, it creates seriousness in our ikhlas and our sincerity. It creates within us the sense of urgency that whatever we can do, we reap, and whatever we sow, we will get in the akhirah. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah as Azifatil Azifa, the appearer, the one to appear has already appeared. It is already here, so to say. Laysa laha min dunillahi kashifa, there is none that can disclose it but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides Allah, There is no one that can tell us when Qiyamah is coming. That knowledge is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ Allah is asking the disbelievers that do you marvel at this discourse of the Quran Sharif? Do you marvel? Are you amazed at the discourse of the Quran, the speech of the Quran Sharif? Is it something that baffles your mind? Is it something that is beyond yourself that you show surprise with regards to these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have made different and various allegations about this Quran Sharif. Is it something that is beyond your understanding? The truth and the matter is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed this Quran in the dialect of the Quraysh, the first recipients of the Quran Sharif from our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ And you begin to laugh at it. وَلَا تَبْكُونَ And you do not cry. And again, I think we just need to take this speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and direct it to ourselves from time to time, that where is the crying with regards to the Quran Sharif? We will have recitations in our walimas and all our receptions and our functions, and people are laughing, people are making jokes, people are disinclined to listen to this kitab of Allah. So perhaps this is also a very direct address to us, that when the Quran Sharif is being recited, let us take heed and let us not make merry with regards to the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ And even more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the word samidun can refer to ghafilun, that you are ghafil, you are negligent about this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Samidun, some have translated as merrymaking. You make a merry when the Quran Sharif is being recited, when you are reminded about this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has happened to you? And understand that Allah is speaking to the Quraysh of Makkah, but perhaps those circumstances, Allah forbid, has been now our own circumstances, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah says, فَسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَعْبُدُوا This is an ayat of sajda, so we'll have to make sajda itilawat. Allah says, and make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدُوا And worship only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he recited this ayah, this surah, or this part of the surah to the people of Makkah Mukarramah, those who had brought iman, sahaba ikram, had also listened. Those who had not brought iman were also sitting. And when they heard these verses, then the hand of Allah, the kudrat of Allah, they were struck with awe. And it was nothing but that awe that brought them down to the ground, and they made sajda. Like how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba had made sajda. Ulama have written, as Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, barring besides one person, he was from amongst the Quraysh, an elderly person, he did not make sajda, not because he couldn't make sajda, but because of his arrogance. So he took some soil from the ground and he brought it up to his forehead and he said, I have achieved what they had achieved. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that all those that made sajda from amongst the disbelievers, a time had passed and most of them had brought iman. That person that had done this, taken the soil and put it to his forehead, he died in a state of kufr. Nay, he was slain, he was killed in the state of kufr, and hence he was deprived of iman. And from there, ulama say that if we do not believe in something, or if we cannot practice any deed, then let us make dua to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the correct understanding, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the practice, but never ever be arrogant, because that will deprive us from the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This concludes the surah wa najm. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.